Fiddler on the Roof opened in 1964 and was the longest-running Broadway musical for nearly 10 years. The musical, with music by Jerry Bock, lyrics by Sheldon Harnick, and book by Joseph Stein, is set in Tsarist Russia in 1905. Tevye is the father of five daughters, and the play centers around his struggles to maintain his family and Jewish religious traditions in the face of imposing outside influences. Twin City Stage brings Fiddler on the Roof to the Triad beginning Friday, November 2nd, and running through the 18th. You'll find links to ticket information and more at wfdd.org/triadarts. Fiddler won 9 Tony Awards and enjoyed more than 3,000 performances on Broadway. Twin City director Bobby Botford and music director Margaret Gallagher dropped by to explain why.
If I were a rich man, yeah, dear, 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 dear.
The music is stunningly beautiful. There's comedy in the music, and then there's a song, Far From the Home I Love, Anatevka. They will rip your heart out. So it has all the emotions, and the format is not as complicated as, say, a Sondheim show. The harmonies are beautiful, easy to accomplish, so that you can spend time working on the emotion that goes into that song. And every song is full of emotion.
Wait till I tell you!
There's the humorous song Rumor that Yenta does that is just pure gossip. And sometimes that song gets cut. And I hate to see that happen because it's one of the more intricate songs in the show. And it's absolutely delightful when you see this rumor starting out here and ending up there, so far removed from where it really was.
Do you remember Perchik, that student from Kiev? Remember how he acted?
Sabbath Prayer, to me, is just one of the most gorgeous pieces of music ever. You've got a nice solo line with Tevye and Golda. You have beautiful harmonies that come in behind it. Then you have all these families spread out on the stage with their candles, with the mothers saying the blessing over the candle and giving the light to the family, bringing the light to the family. It touches your heart.
Good mothers and wives.
Let me send you husbands who will care for you.
It's just the essence of what musical comedy should be. That's why it's timeless. It will always work. I promise you, you can do Fiddler 20 years from now, and it'll still have the same effect on people as it does today. This was like a staple in the dinner theaters in the 60s. Mm. We didn't even wait a year to turn around. We would do it seriously 2 or 3 years in succession, and it always sold out.
He asks you to leave your father and mother.
I think Far From the Home I Love, which is the song that Huddle sings when she sang goodbye to her father, is one of the most beautiful moments in the theater. It's not only a gorgeous song, but the scene of the two of them having to say goodbye and the struggle that she represents when she sings those lyrics. I used to be comfortable here. Now I know my home is somewhere else.
I do. Why I must travel to a distant land.
Twin City Stage director Bobby Botford and music director Margaret Gallagher. Their production of Fiddler on the Roof opens this Friday, November 2nd at Twin City Stage in Winston-Salem, and it'll run through the 18th. You'll find links to ticket information and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. And this Friday at 1 o'clock, I'll chat with TCS actors Mary Lee Williams, who plays Tevye's eldest daughter, Seidel, and Michelle Gronick, who plays Yenta, the matchmaker. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.
The shape of my dream.